Dr. Sabic taking an office note on patient Maria Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, Maria, M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 12/30/1956. Date of service is 7/17/2023. The patient is 66-year-old Hispanic female who presents to my office for further opinion. She had been suffering from vertigo and dizziness, brain fog, and increased fatigability for a while. She had been to Methodist Hospital and MD Anderson for workup. At Methodist Hospital, they found that she has a brain lesions on her MRI of the brain. And she had a mega workup over there. Also, they found that she had a cyst in her mediastinum. Patient was seen also at MD Anderson for a second opinion, and she was told that they are going to monitor her and that she does not have cancer at this time. Her past surgical history is unremarkable. Past medical history prior to this was unremarkable. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient is married, has had three children. One of her children died with COVID. No smoking, no alcohol use, no illicit drug use. She was a housewife and was not employed. Family history, mother died from complications of Lewy body disease and hypertension. Father died from lung cancer, liver cancer, period paragraph. Review of systems reveals frequent headaches, brain fog, vertigo that has now gotten better, nausea without vomiting, good appetite, occasional abdominal pain, no constipation. She reports nocturia up to 9 times, no dysuria, no incontinence, and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. She received 3 shots of COVID-19 gene therapy injections, period paragraph. Current medications include metoclopramide, multivitamins, and clonazepam, period paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above. HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted, period paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, rhythm, no muscle, no stew, no memory, no friction of her lungs, activity, auscultation, no crackles, or visits, her abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no leg edema. Period paragraph. Neuro exam is non-focal. Period paragraph. Investigations show the following. ANA was negative, ANA subpanel was negative, ANCA screen was negative, CRP was normal, kidney function was within normal range, liver functions were normal. MRI of brain shows the following: 1 to 2 millimeter focal enhancing lesion that is new compared to January 2023. And this is in the left frontal centrum semi-ovale, period. MRI of the chest shows lobulated anterior mediastinal cyst measuring 5.3 by 2.7 centimeter. Thymic cyst or thymic epithelial tumor is not excluded. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. Patient has had brain fog, increased fatigability, new lesions on her brains and in her mediastinum. This is possibly all related to spike toxicity. I recommend to start patient on spike detox protocol. along with intermittent fasting and nutraceutical supplementation to try to help her with the symptomatology. Also, low dose naltrexone is going to be used. I am going to patient was informed that ivermectin use is off-label and not FDA approved for this indication. She's aware of the side effects and willing to proceed with the prescription. Period. I'm going to see patient in televisit in 2 weeks to see whether we need to titrate low-dose naltrexone up to help her with her symptomatology. Patient is to continue follow-up with her doctors at MD Anderson Methodist as indicated. Period. Paragraph and report, thanks.